All right, the Seven of Cups, when things look great and you're all in and you're ready to take all of your eggs and throw them into that basket, and perhaps there are other people around you throwing their hands up going, wait a sec, and you're not seeing them, you're not hearing them, because what you see is so bright and so colorful and so shiny, and it might not be rooted in reality at all. And the Seven of Cups is staring you in the face. There's a couple of songs we could look at. Remember the Freddie Jones Band, In a Daydream? Now that sets the tone for the Seven of Cups. The song starts out, Tuesday morning never looks so good. I'm already in a daydream. Well, think about that for a second. Unless you have a weird schedule, who thinks Tuesday morning looks good? You still have at least 3 days to go till you get to the weekend. He says, the sun is shining to wake me up. No one around, just me in the sky. I'm already in a daydream, in a daydream, in a daydream. And he keeps saying it, almost as if he's convincing himself that a dull Tuesday morning is great. It's wonderful. When the Seven of Cups is staring at you, you are almost like you're... It's a delusion. When the Seven of Cups is staring at you, you're not looking at reality. You're looking at what you want to see. You're looking at maybe just the bright side and not the dark side of it. You're not balancing it out, but you're not at all seeing things for what they truly are. Metallica has a song called Through the Never, and it does help explain the Seven of Cups a bit more. The lyrics start out, all that is, was, and will be. Universe, much too big to see. Time and space never ending. Disturbing thoughts, questions pending. Limitations of human understanding. Too quick to criticize, obligation to survive. We hunger to be alive, yeah. Twisting, turning through the never. See, that line sums it up. We hunger to be alive. You're so hungry. You're so desperate to put all those bad things aside. You're so desperate to not have a bad thought, not be in a bad situation, that any opportunity that comes to you is the one you're ready to jump at, to eliminate the universe being too big to see, to eliminate the disturbing thoughts and the questions pending. It's like, nope, here it is, here it is. The Seven of Cups is here. That's the energy. Here's my opportunity. Everything's going to be better now. There's a lot more to whatever is going on when the Seven of Cups presents itself in a reading. Now, listen, no one's saying, unless your reader has other information, no one's saying abandon ship. The Seven of Cups is telling you that what you're looking at right now is not the whole story. It's not reality. Now, at times, tarot can be really dark. So there's another side to the Seven of Cups where maybe you're simply already in the negative. You ever hear of that Styx song? Did you ever hear that song by Styx, Fooling Yourself? I mean, there's times in life where things might be going well, and it's going well, but not as well as you think it is. You know, we started out talking about the Seven of Cups, where you're coming from a bad place and you're so desperate for things to be better that you're jumping at anything, any glimpse of a sign that it's better, and you attach yourself to that, and that's where you can get into trouble. But there's more to it, too. It's just getting a big head sometimes. Sometimes things are going well. They're just not going that well. Styx, Fooling Yourself. He says, you see the world through your cynical eyes. You're a troubled young man, I can tell. You got it all in the palm of your hand, but your hand's wet with sweat and your head needs a rest. And you're fooling yourself if you don't believe it. You're kidding yourself if you don't believe it. So this guy's got a chip on his shoulder. He's got a lot going on. But he's pissed off for whatever reason. He thinks he deserves more. Meanwhile, he's not looking at what he already has. So he's not seeing the reality himself that things are good. You're pissed off. You're bitter. You want more. Your head's too big for yourself. You think you deserve more. No, things are okay. You just have to start looking at whatever is going on realistically. That's the Seven of Cups. The Seven of Cups, from whatever angle you're approaching this from and whatever cards are surrounding it, the Seven of Cups basically means whatever is going on, you're not seeing it for what it is. You have grand ideas as to what's going on, and they are not realistic. Other people are seeing things differently. And if more than one person is telling you, hey, it's not what you think it is, it's time to at least take some time to look at the perspective of other people. That's the Seven of Cups. That's the Seven of Cups in a heartbeat. Get your head out of the clouds. Get your head out of the sand and look at things from a realistic point of view. That is the Seven of Cups in Rock and Soul Tarot. Some songs we've never even talked about before. Bands. I don't think we've ever done a Styx song. I don't think we've ever done Freddie Jones in a Daydream. That was a gem from 1992. Metallica shows up from time to time, because when you've been one of the biggest bands in the world since 1983, chances are you've written some songs that can associate with pretty much anything. Through the Never, we associate that song with the Seven of Cups. I hope this lesson found you well. I hope what we talked about resonates with you. If you'd like a tarot card reading, or if you just want to talk to me about some of this stuff, hit me up. My Instagram is Orlando0616. My email is baorlando616@aol.com. Yes, I'm a 45-year-old dinosaur. I still have my AOL account, and I hope I talk to you soon. It would be nice to chat with you. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.